between the tan rocks at station 2 and station 6. But the ones at 6 appeared to be have an igneous texture, or at least a very crystalline texture and igneous texture. Or at least a very crystalline texture and inclusion-like masses of other rocks, whereas the ones at station 2, they seem to be fragment wretches, as I recall. That's right. Although they may have been recrystallized or metamorphosed, they were clearly wretches at station 2. I just forgot about that.
Okay, copy that.
Dan, can you amplify your description going out to station 6? Particular, were there blue-gray and tan-gray bands on the North Pacific?
Rather than bands, there were lines that appeared to be the upper terminus of the source of the boulders that were strewn below that line. And those lines tended to be either show a blue-gray source or a tan-gray source, if you will. All those upbags.
Challenger, if you think you're talking to us, you're breaking up badly.
I just thought you might be interested. We just had a little herd of dust come up by the window.
Was there a sleigh with it?
Nice guy.
Okay. Did you see very much of dust, or was it just one little shot?
One little shot. It was actually just particles. Something that we threw out must have popped.
Okay, do you have any preliminary stratigraphic sequence for the planes?
For the planes, huh? Well, my guess would be that the Van Zirk wretches were the oldest rocks. The Gabbro, subfloor Gabbro, is the next oldest. And the Manly material is the youngest. But that's the only good clear relationship was Mantle on top of the subfloor Gabbros. We really don't have a good relationship of the wretches, and I guess I lean towards thinking that that Van Zirk was a window in the subfloor rather than being a bed of some kind on top of the subfloor.
Okay, and do you have an opinion on what underlies the sculptured hills?
Well, I think we said that the rake sample is probably going to have to tell the tale there. My guess is from the boulders of subfloor around up there that are of gabbro, and maybe the sculptured hills are a version of the subfloor rocks. I don't think that the orthopyroxene and orthosite rocks was necessarily indigenous to the sculptured hills. It was glass-coated and permeated by glass, so I suspect it may have been thrown there by an impact somewhere else.
All right, sir. Got one last thing for you to clean up. Back on page 7-6 of your checklist, looks like we may have skipped some steps on the gas return valve. And I'd like to make sure that you get that auto and the gas diverter pushed to cabin before you stow the oxygen hoses.
Well, Okay, Ken, we got cabin gas return auto.
Okay, I understand auto, and you got the selected cabin.
Yeah, I got the rotor pushed to cabin. And we're drying the PGAs now.
All right, sir.
And I guess if you could go in, my feeling is if you go to the bottom of every one of those large craters like Camelot, you could examine some of these fragments on the walls and down into the bottom. I just got a feeling you'd find this this blue-gray breccia down there.
All right, sir.
I mean in all the big craters like Camelot. So I think maybe that's true. However, we do not see isolated fragments of it very often, if at all, out here on the plains themselves, away from the craters. So if the blue-gray breccia does, the Van Zern breccia does underlie the subfloor, the craters have not, it's far enough down that the craters we have apparently have not penetrated and brought up much of that kind of material. Well, that's it.
Okay, guys, it's time to press on and finish up chow time, and I've got your stowage summary whenever you're ready for that to get started on.
Okay, Ken, let us finish eating, then we'll go back to work.
Okay, give me a call when you're ready.
I'll help you in this. Okay, Ken, I'd like to go ahead and hear your recommendations on storage, and I'll write it down.
All right, sir. Page 2-2. I've got some numbers to fill in at the bottom under the collection bank stowage.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, number one with a aft engine cover is bag 8. And then the second line, it's bag 7. The third line, it's bag 6 left hand and 5 right hand. And the last line is bags 2 and 4. And you can disregard the max weights.
Okay, just so we got it straight. After the engine cover, bag 8. Left hand side, bag 7. Left hand plus the right hand side, number 6 left hand and 5 right. And the ISA bags 2 and 4.
That's permanent. Jack, the people down here watching things notice that your suit iso valve is still in disconnect. If you're trying to dry the suit out, you might check that. It's your option, what you want to do with it.
I'm glad somebody's watching things. Thank you. Ken, we're in a process of getting all these bags in the proper places now. Ken, this is Jack. Why don't you take a note that bag Bravo is empty with miscellaneous photos since the last report on it?
Okay.
And Ken, we're stowing back Nancy at reading 153.
Okay, copy 153.
Houston Challenger.
Go ahead, General.
Okay, Ken, we're all we got left is stow now in the buddy Swiss bag, and that didn't work. And we got all the ETV stuff taken care of. All the other bags are stowed per your recommendation. We'll be configuring the ETS for sleep and putting up the hammocks here shortly. And as soon as we get cleaned up personally a little bit, we'll be in a sack.
Okay, sounds great. Hey, Gino, guys are looking at that buddy's list bag and suggested y'all make sure that you're going to have room to do the equipment jettison and get the hatch open and all that. They had planned on stowing it the next day.
That's a good thought, Ken. Thank you. In fact, is it probably may think more convenient. We're going to be smart and get ahead here, but thank you.
The faster I run, the behinder I get.
Yeah. You keep forgetting these checklists have been exercised 100,000 times.
Yeah, we keep remembering that. Challenger at Houston, if you just give us a call when you're ready to sack out, we won't bother you. And just that way we can keep track of what you're doing and when you're about ready to go to bed, and we'll get you up at an appropriate time.
Okay, Ken, Jack, I guess I have the duty biomed tonight, so I'll give you a call when we're turning out the lights.
Okay.
It won't be too long.
All right. You guys are doing pretty good. You're almost caught up.
Hey, Ken, working through this thing, we haven't been able to find the instructions for the storage of the EV gloves. Do your friends back there have any recommendations?
Okay, stand by one. I'll check them out. Okay, Jack, we can stick those things on the comm panel for now, and then tomorrow on page 714, it's going to have you stow them in the lever bags. But for the time being, if you just stick those up on the panel and set them aside, you'll use them tomorrow.
Okay, Ken, gotcha. Yeah, they're going to get the inside of the lever pretty dirty.
Well, from what we've seen, Jack, I think everything's going to be about the same color by the time you get through.
Okay, it didn't bother your EVA, did it, Ken, to have a little dust in your helmet?
No, that's kind of nice to have.
Hey, an experienced fellow like you might have a recommendation on how to get my visor up.
Yeah, give it to the CMP.
We were just debating down here how come you guys threw away those nice clean gloves and kept the dirty ones.
I wish you hadn't asked that, Pete. We're just debating that, too.
How long are your arms, Jack?
You do all sorts of things. Hey, they're on the porch, as a matter of fact. That's not too far-fetched. I guess there's some old friends you just hate to get rid of, Pete.
Yeah, that figures. Yeah, you guys have had some real winners there. Don't change a good thing.
Well, they seem to do all right for us. I guess that's the way we were halfway thinking, but not thinking very well, as is witnessed our checklist procedures tonight.
You're doing outstanding. Challenger Houston, on your comm, your checklist will call for going to down voice backup, and tonight we'd rather just leave it in the normal voice, so if you leave the configuration you have rather than change it, that'd be a good deal for us.
Okay, Ken, I only got part of that. I was scrubbing my face here. You want to stay in the same comp configuration we've got right now, is that correct?
That's permanent.
Okay, that's easy. Can you just go the EVA antenna?
Okay.
And I'll be off comm here just for a few minutes, Bioman, so I'll be back with you when I turn in.
Okay, I may have misled you earlier when I said we weren't going to lose any time. We can get you 8 hours here up to about 19 after the hour. After that, we're going to have to start rearranging things to get 8 hours.
Well, Gene's almost in his hammock now, and I will be shortly, so I think we're probably in pretty good shape.
Okay, that's fine. I just didn't want to mislead you.
That's all right. You've never misled me before. Well, let me think about that.
So I say you catch on awful slow, if that's true.
Right. Ken, I'm going to take off my head here and jump into the hammock. What time are we getting up CET, or Central Time?
Well, it's going to be roughly 45 minutes past the time listed at 182.39. So, are you asking for it local time?
Yeah, my watch is set on Houston time. What time will it be?
Be about
8 hours from when?
Be about 12:15, Gino.
Okay, that sounds great, Deke. We're just cleaning up a few minor things, and we'll actually probably be asleep in the next 10-15 minutes.
Okay, sleep good. You had a lovely day. Hope tomorrow.
Sorry,
good.
Thank you, boss. Sorry to keep you up so late, but appreciate it very much.
We're enjoying it.
Hey, Gene, before you unplug, you
okay,
might
I'm off here.
Check the suit flow valve. Looks like it's not flowing, if that's the configuration you want.
Yeah, we got them both flowing, and we got good circulation in the cockpit. If it looks good to you down there, we're in good shape up here.
Looks fine. See you later.
Okay, we thank you much.